My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual WEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Our next guest, I believe, has been a part of this event in some way, shape, or form for all 22 years, all the way back to when he was a Calder Trophy of Vezina candidate goaltender for the Boston Bruins. The great Andrew Raycroft is here this morning.
Oh, thanks for working the great in.
Was that how long ago?
No, that's literally 20 years ago.
20 years
ago. You can't be that old.
20 years ago.
You can't
years
be
ago.
That old.
Contain yourself, please. Stay over on this side of the room. We know you. It's electric when this guy's around.
Yeah, electric.
The ladies love when Razor comes up.
You lead the charge.
Well, I speak for them.
You speak for them.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is nice. That is nice. How you been? How's your summer?
Wonderful. Yeah, really good summer. Went back to Canada for a couple weeks, so I was enjoying your lead yesterday.
Did you use the restroom at the beach? Or just,
yes.
Yes,
I did.
Okay.
We have some educating to do in Canada, but we'll get to that. Yeah.
I think you said you heard my lead the other day. And,
yes.
You felt bad for your country in general? Or?
Yeah. We have to just do a little more educating on some of the cultures that we have, like not pooping on beaches.
Yeah, they're pooping on beaches in Canada?
No, it's a real thing.
Yeah,
really? No, no.
Yeah. I thought that was just the France thing.
In a hole, and they cover it up.
Yeah, no, and there's like, anyways, today's not the day for
it's
it.
Not,
probably,
it's not. What is this, being here today and being a part of this for so many years, what's it mean to you?
Well, it means so much, and I think because I'm not from here, it means even more that I've been able to now live here, move my life here, have my kids here, have them in the car this morning talking about the Jimmy Fund and what it is and how much it means. And when we talk to all the guests and they talk about, you know, the same idea of when they were kids and Curtis grew up with it and we all grew up with it and knowing how much it means and just hearing my kids talk about it is pretty cool. And again, just walking in thinking that I'd be doing this 20 years ago when I was, you know, when there was the first couple of years of this event is always wild to me.
Well, it's so interesting in this city. It's, and I'm a clear lifelong homer, so correct me if I'm wrong, but when it comes to players who go out of their way to visit kids who are fighting this, it seems like this is one of the better cities when it comes to that. And I don't know if that's ingrained in you. We were talking to Sam Kennedy about the Red Sox, you know, when they got their rookies in here, sending them to Dana-Farber to see what's going on. I think that's been certainly the Bruins have made that a part kind of their fabric of the necessity that you get involved in the community. And I think it's different than other places, maybe not everywhere, but different.
Well, all the other places that I went to, it certainly is. I suppose because of where we live and all the hospitals that are here and all the schools that are here, that's a focus. But it's also because this is so important and this is such an amazing cause. And it is ingrained. You come when we first started, I think it started a little bit later. Like, I was here for training camp as a young guy while the Jimmy Fund was going on. And we were around it right away. And, you know, certainly guys like Patrice and Brad Marchand now have led the way. And lead the young kids into getting in there, getting into the hospital.
I think we all remember our first impactful moment when it comes to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. And do you remember yours? I mean, if you're a rookie and you're here and you're in training camp and this is going on, that's one thing. But there is always a moment that sticks with you, you know, 20 years later.
Well, I remember going to do the Christmas presents, right? We did the Christmas presents and we dropped them off at the hospital during this time, and that I remember that to this day. And then I think coming back and actually being older, really understanding what it means, having my own kids, understanding what the families are going through over the last 5 years, being a part of it has meant even more probably.
Yeah, I think it's something that I would have laughed at, but prior to having a child, this just feels so different. And you can tell yourself it's different, and you can be a sentient human and know that, but the experience of seeing kids that are the age of your child enduring this, I think it's so amazing, and you gain a newfound respect for people like you, Razor and Wiggy, who were athletes that made time to give back and to go in there. And yeah, you know, it'd be great to be a professional athlete. We all think we'd go and do everything that's noble and proper, but what you guys and the Bruins specifically do are some of the most helpful and generous acts of kindness that go to the clinic almost every week during the season.
Well, and also some of us would have been if not for poor coaching.
Right.
The knee injury.
Right.
Your sophomore year of high school, that knee injury.
I would have been in the
everybody.
I would have been in the PGA if I didn't dent my head on the golf cart.
By the way, what is your guess at what is going on with Jeremy Swayman?
I think everyone's just on vacation. You know, we've had a few weddings. Everyone's traveling.
Okay.
And
so they were waiting till David Pastrnak got married.
Well, yeah, it's almost it's almost a royal wedding.
Okay, you know, all right. So
David, everyone has to go and that done.
So
I think
nobody has cell phones,
right? September 1, hockey. The hockey season went so long this year. Stanley Cup final went all the way till June 28th, it felt like. Then the draft, then free agency. I think September 1 is kind of that day where everyone will get back on the phones and, all right, let's bang this out. Time to go.
So you're not worried?
I'm not worried at all.
You're not worried about it at all?
Not worried at all.
What do you think the Bruins end up giving him?
Ooh, he's going to get paid.
Eight?
He's going to be able to, you know, get that board jumping next fall when he gets
it. Is it eight in front of it?
Well, there's UC Saros, one of the best goalies in the National Hockey League, signed in Nashville a couple weeks ago for eight years, 7.74. So that set the market maybe a little bit lower. If he had went to free agency, I think that number would have been a lot higher. So he took a bit of a hometown discount to stay in Nashville. We've heard that before.
Right.
Here.
Does Swayman do
people
that?
People kind of stay in Nashville. So that's the question. Yeah. And Igor Shesterkin's another great goaltender. He's up. He's expected to go like 8 years, $12 million. So there's a lot of room in there. Oh. But at the end of the day, the Bruins need Swayman. Swayman needs the Bruins. They'll get it done.
I think they'll get it done.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I mean, it does seem crazy, though. Like, don't they have cell phones? I mean, why couldn't they negotiate? Wouldn't you want to get it done if you're Swayman?
Work-life balance.
I guess that's fair. Yeah.
The Roman charges and
you get a month off. And I think, again, because of that, that's why I'm not as nervous, that there isn't a lot of talk about it. No one's really, you know, no one's upset about it on either side, which means that they should be close enough where they can work through it.
Mike, it could be the same kind of like the massive software glitch that occurred the last time you were on the show.
Yes, it's good to have reads and commercials and not have to talk for four straight hours.
How was that experience?
No, it was great. I mean, I'm with them, so yeah. It was perfect.
Ken Laird.
Yeah, his head was coming in hot. He had steam out of his ears.
I heard you might have been a little angry at Ken
Laird. I feel like you might have set me up a little bit for the Friday morning in summer, but that's okay. We worked through it.
All right. Well, while you're here, Razor, I want to welcome back to our show Dr. Barrett Rollins, who is the Chief Scientific Officer Emeritus at Dana-Farber. How do you get Emeritus at the end of your name? I've always wanted to have Greg Hill Emeritus at the end of it.
All you have to do is live long enough.
Is that what it is? Oh, that's all it requires?
That's all it takes.
That's all
you're getting there.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing. I see some gray in that
beard.
There's some
gray in that beard, yeah. Great to have you back.
Thank you.
And I love checking in with you and getting an update kind of on where things are when it comes to cancer. We were talking earlier about the, and this, I don't want to give, I gave Courtney anxiety when I brought this up earlier, but it's really important to talk about the increased diagnosis that are occurring with young people is alarming. And I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that.
So we began to see a signal of that maybe 10 or 15 years ago, especially in younger women who were getting lung cancer, women who had never smoked before. But the really, you know, the siren started going off in the past 5 or 10 years, especially with the increased incidence of colon cancer in young people who have otherwise healthy lifestyles. And, you know, this is not true for every cancer, but it's true in enough cancers, and the numbers are getting big enough that we in the cancer business need to be prepared. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that we who do cancer research need to figure out what in the world is going on here. And to be honest, we don't know for sure. I think the best sort of assumption is that there is something in the environment that has been accumulating over years that is leading to these kinds of increased incidence in cancer, but we haven't identified what it is. But it is a major priority at Dana-Farber. We have an entire group, an entire center devoted to trying to figure out what's going on and to create an environment where we can do early detection in young people, because the earlier you detect this in somebody, the better off their outcome is going to be.
And certainly when thinking about giving, those who are listening right now, this is a really important thing that you guys are doing. And the funds that you give are going to go to help finding a way to not only to detect it early enough, but to figure out what's going on. Because these are truly otherwise very healthy young people.
That's the amazing thing. And I'm so glad you brought up the point about philanthropy, because there's really no other way to do this right now. You know, there's no sort of government agency that's already sort of geared up and ready to support the kinds of things we were just talking about, early detection, figuring out causes and so on. And so it's you know, we're incredibly fortunate that we live in this environment in New England where people are generous and they understand the importance of this kind of stuff. The whole reason Dana-Farber is there and the whole reason the Jimmy Fund is there is because of the generosity of the people in this community. And the next big goal is to ask for support for this kind of stuff, which then ends up helping the community.
What do you recommend? So 25 to 35-year-olds listening now, for me, it's my kids who I worry about all the time. What are you recommending? Because if you are otherwise healthy, you might not think you need to even look for a diagnosis. Like, what are you recommending?
Yeah. So we got to be really careful here. I mean, what we've identified is an important trend, but it's also important not to do things that aren't proven yet. So I
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worry about this too. My daughter, believe it or not, is having her 45th birthday tomorrow, and so she's incredibly healthy.
Did you have her when you were 10?
So that's a whole other story.
Okay.
There's a movie coming out. You can guess the cast. Now she is incredibly healthy, doing great, and I worry about her because yeah. She's in that demographic. But you know, people might be tempted to say, okay, well, we got to do colonoscopies now on 35-year-olds. No. You can't really start talking about doing prevention and doing screening until the data are in. I mean, that's the science. And the problem with doing screening without the science is that sometimes screening results can lead to what we call false positives. You know, you see something that's not really there, somebody ends up getting some kind of intervention that could harm them. So you don't want to just go nuts screening people without the data. What we're trying to do at Dana-Farber is generate some of those data.
This event over 22 years has raised $70 million for Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. What's the most impactful change when it comes to treatment that you've seen that is a result of that?
Well, there are really two of them that have completely changed things. So I have been at Dana-Farber for over 40 years. You know, academics have a chance to, you know, they're kind of like nomads. They like to go to different places. But I voted with my feet. I stayed at this place. And the difference between what I did, you know, in 1984 versus now is just mind-boggling. I'll give you two quick examples. One is in lung cancer, which, you know, it used to be we had nothing to, there was nothing we could do for these people. My father died of lung cancer. And, you know, when lung cancer patients appear and they've got disease that's spread to other organs, it used to be you could start a clock and 6 months later, no matter what you did, they were gone. Thanks to research that was initially supported by philanthropy, we discovered that there are mutations, there are alterations in genes that control the growth of lung cells. That led to the development of drugs to counteract those mutations. And now you have people who used to have a six-month death sentence, who are living for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. They're seeing their grandkids that they never thought they'd see. It's just completely changed the way we take care of lung cancer. That's one thing. The second thing is, we always had the suspicion that our immune system could take care of cancer like it takes care of infections, but it wasn't working. And what our scientists discovered is that cancers make things that inhibit the immune system. And so now there's all these drugs that block the blocker. And so it unleashes the immune system. And now there are a half dozen or more diseases that used to be complete killers that not only are the diseases being controlled, but some people are actually being cured with these drugs. So that's just, I can't tell you how different things are. And I expect to see the same sort of difference 10 years from now.
It's extraordinary, yeah. The progress that's being made. And thank you for what you're doing. And it's great. It's always great to have you
on.
Well,
thank you for all of this. This is incredibly wonderful.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Raycroft. We appreciate it.
Please don't.
Great to see you.
Dr. Raycroft Emeritus.
Emeritus.
Yeah.
Goaltender Emeritus. You do have that status.
I love how you asked about that, by the way, though.
What?
The Emeritus. Like, you were like, maybe you have a chance.
I would like to have it.
Like, yeah, I know. How do I get that?
Right. Can you just put it on a business card? Like, a Wiggy used to have. We used to have Playboy photographer on his business card.
I put doctor in front of my poster. Playboy photographer.
Topical reference. Playboy.
Playboy isn't in print anymore?
Thank you. Thank you, doctor. Razor, great to see you, bud.
Great to see you. Right. Thanks.
We're at Fenway Park. We'll be joined next by David Ortiz and by Jason Veritek together. And relive the glory that was 2004 and talk Jimmy Fund with both of those guys. Right now, though, Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Lou Merlone joins Gresh and Fourier this morning at 11. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
I don't know how I'm going to compete with Playboy photographer. I mean that was
out of left
amazing.
Field.
Hey. I want to thank, Wiggy, the Crowley family.
Uh-huh.
Polar Beverage, Wachusett Mountain. They just made a very generous donation, and I know that I'm friends with the Crowley family, Jeff and his whole crew. I know you are, too. So we want to thank them for reaching out and making a very generous donation and getting us closer to that $775,000 match that is hanging out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And trending now brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox take the first of their series with the Rangers. Final score 5-4 at Fenway. Brian Baio went 6 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 5. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. The fallout for Jaron Duran on that hot mic where he used a homophobic slur, has been announced. He will serve a 2-game suspension without pay. And go to findmassmoney.gov and see if you have any unclaimed property. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that just never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 71 degrees and sunny in Boston. Afternoon high, sunny 82.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.